Thank you for contacting Provider Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say CHIP. That's CHC. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Check eligibility.
All right. Let's transfer you for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
Please enter your recipient number.
Do you have that? Sorry. Do you have the recipient number?
To hear that again, press star.
No.
To return to the main menu, press 9. Please enter your recipient number.
I think they may be calling us.
They're calling you?
I'm sorry. You need to make an entry before we can proceed. Let's try again. Please enter your recipient number.
Let me make sure she's talking to someone real.
Sorry, I'm having so much trouble. Let me transfer you to someone who can help. We need your help to tell us how satisfied you are with your health care. If you receive a survey, please fill it out and return it right away. Your opinion counts. Medical assistance renewal
is Medicare.
Have questions? What he said, our member services team would be happy to assist you. Just ask them about medical assistance renewal.
I can't get a good speaker. How do I put it on?
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative.
If I lose,
thank you.
Call me back. Okay, we go to that. Oh, okay, now I got it. Yeah. Okay, now you're on speaker.
Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Brianna. May I have your name, please?
Hi. This is Abigail calling from Family Care.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
We have to figure that out. Like, I'm on the phone with somebody, and you're on the phone with somebody. So if they're confused because everybody's talking.
Sorry. Yeah, we just called
right. She got a call from who? Okay.
Do you have the member ID number?
Yeah, sorry, just a second.
Hold on.
Bridget, is that Keystone, is that your
service? No, 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 you can keep going. Is that for your medical?
For my medicine, yes.
Oh, that's for her medicine, so you can keep going. It's something
okay.
else.
Hi, sorry, okay. My name is Abigail. We're calling from Family First Care. I'm on the phone with Bridget, the patient's daughter.
Okay.
You needed the Medicaid ID?
The member ID number.
I have the Medicaid ID. Is that good?
I can make that work. What is that number?
Okay, it's 550-179-8358.
Okay, member's name?
Cheryl Jackson Bittner.
One moment. Okay, what's her date of birth?
It's 7/05/61.
Okay. And I'm sorry, where were you calling from?
Family First Care, the home care agency.
Okay, you said there was someone else on the line?
Yeah, the patient's daughter, Bridget.
Oh, God. Is the member able to give verbal consent to speak to you or Bridget?
Hi, sorry, I missed the last thing you said.
Is the member able to give verbal consent for me to speak to you or her daughter, Bridget?
Yes. She's here. We're both here.
Okay. Hello, Ms. Jackson Whitner.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. I hate the wet weather.
Oh, weather's horrible. Do you give me permission to speak to Bridget on your behalf?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
She just ran upstairs, so you're stuck with me for now.
Okay. All right. How can I assist today?
Pardon me?
So, yeah.
How can
Hi.
I assist?
Hi, Cheryl. It's Abigail.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was cold. I had to get a sweatshirt. Okay.
No problem. We wanted to know if she has an assigned service coordinator yet for her home care services.
I don't think I've gotten anything in the mail yet.
All right. Hang on a second. She's checking.
I don't see one listed, but let me check another system and see.
I don't think we got one. I think she would have told me that, because I do have a problem with my memory. It's not Alzheimer's. It's from when I fractured my skull 3 times.
Yeah, I don't see them. They wouldn't have reached out yet, but we would like to get someone for you as soon as we can, so like this we can move forward.
Okay. Is there anything else that we need to do?
Let's see if we have one more student here. All right, so I don't see one listed. Give me 1 minute. All right, so I'm going to put in a request to get the service coordinator assigned. What is the best phone number for your mother to reach out to?
Phone number for her?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is yours? Yeah, 484-522-1263.
What was the last one?
That's my number. 484-522-1263.
63, okay.
And I can give you her number, but if you call her, call me too, because she might forget what information you just gave her.
Gotcha. All right. So I'll put your number first.
Yeah.
Call. All right, let me see here. 215-501.
And hers is 215-501-6169.
So I'm going to get this information sent over to our service coordination team. They'll reach out to you in at most 5 business days with the service coordinator's information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. So let me just get this
I appreciate
here.
It.
Not a problem. Why have you on the line? We're always looking to better understand our members' needs to improve the services we can offer. Would you be willing to help us learn more about you by providing your mother's race, ethnicity, and language? And your decision to answer these questions or to refuse will not impact her ability to receive care.
I'm sorry, for some reason that was really blurry.
Yeah, I didn't understand the word.
I got some of it. Like, is it a survey? You
know, I can restate it. So we are always looking to better understand our members' needs to improve the services we can offer. Would you be willing to help us learn more about your mother by providing her race, ethnicity, and language? And your decision to answer these questions or to refuse will not impact her ability to receive care.
Sure.
Perfect, thank you. And also know that information will stay private by the same rules that cover all health plan data, and we only share it with her healthcare providers to review the services that she or she receives so that we can meet her needs. What language does she feel most comfortable speaking to her doctor or nurse in?
English. No accent. English.
And is that the same for reading materials related to her health?
Yes, please.
Perfect.
She does the
10
accent sometimes.
Okay. And is she Hispanic or Latino?
So I'm sorry, we were laughing. What was that?
Is she Hispanic or Latino? No.
No, I'm white. Yeah, and I don't care what color anybody's been helping me is. It can be green for all I care.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for taking the time off to answer these questions. Like I said, I'm going to get that information over to our personal coordination team to get that coordinator set up for you. Was there anything else I can assist with today?
No,
I
think that's fine. Thank you.
Perfect. And were you satisfied with the response you received today?
We'll call them back. It was for your medicine. We'll call them back.
I got a phone call about my medicine. I didn't know whether to answer everything because I don't know who they are. I don't trust the phones. Never mind.
Did they say who they were?
Pharma RX is what came up.
Gotcha. Okay. So that was probably our pharmacy department.
Oh, okay. Okay. I told them I hung up and told them call me back in an hour. So it's safe to talk to
them. Yeah, don't give them any. You don't know who you're talking to. I was like, wait for me. Absolutely
verified. That's completely understandable.
I need her by my side. Whenever we're talking, I need her by my side.
Absolutely understandable. Was there anything else I can assist with?
No, thanks.
All right. You were satisfied with the response you received today?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Perfect. You are very welcome. Thank you so much for calling Keystone First Community Health Choices. Enjoy the rest of your morning.
Thank you. You also.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, you still on the line?
Yeah, hi. Are you there, Bridget?